Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
From the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center, this is the Boston Bastard Brigade, live at PAX East 2012.
Lilana here from Boston Bastard Brigade, but we're here over at Ubisoft for, of course, the beautiful game that I've been waiting for a while, Ghost Recon. Now, they've got three aspects of the games, and we're here with exhibitors of the setup here, and he's going to give us kind of like a separation to kind of get rid of all this confusion that they've been having a little bit between all the three games now that they have. So, hi, how you doing?
I'm very fine, thank you.
Yeah. Can I just have your name quickly and what do you do for Ubisoft?
Sure, I'm a senior brand manager and my name is Thomas Saris.
What part of the games are you working on as the setup? You're working for the free online game and also the other setup for, which is that?
So currently in development, there are three Ghost Recon games. The first one is Ghost Recon Online. This is the free-to-play PC game, multiplayer-only, squad-based game. This is the one that you are seeing on screen right now. We recently announced a Facebook game called Ghost Recon Commander. It's developed by Loot Drop. And the game is like a real gamer's game on Facebook. And this one will release pretty soon. We are currently accepting people registration. When it comes to the third game, Ghost Recon Future Soldier, the game is for console and PC, releasing on May 22nd.
Yes, I actually put my money down on that for May 22nd, and that was the thing was, as I was waiting for it to come out in March, and it was just, and then they pushed it up, and I went, ah, damn. But for the most part, I do look forward to that. I like I'm getting a Kinect actually for my Xbox specifically for that game because I do want to see the whole part about taking apart weapons and being able to do that. Now, what can you say about the online aspect for the free part?
Online game, the Ghost Recon Online, currently in closed beta. We are accepting registration, ghostrecononline.com. Basically, the game is like everything that you expect from a Ghost Recon. Highly tactical, squad-based, with cover mechanics. You can choose between the three iconic classes from Ghost Recon. Assault, Recon, obviously, and Specialist. The game is like highly competitive. It's a matter of like getting players to play as a team, and people will actually be able to upgrade their weapons, their gears, and their abilities by consumables. So the game is like highly tactical.
I noticed that when I was actually playing it a little bit earlier, was that it's not just run in and just take out everything that you possibly can, just like Call of Duty or Battlefield, because it just actually means that you need to actually have, you know, strategic, you know, setups on this game. And also, it's really good to be able to talk with your teammates and whatnot to find out what's going on. Now, the other design aspect that I liked about the game, too, was I don't see it on this part right here, but when you're actually playing the game, you actually have a line that's connected to your unit's members, which gives you the aspect of, oh, great, if I turn around, I won't be shooting my own guy right now. I know that he's behind me and not he's actually in the area and whatnot. I think that is actually the best part. If you can actually see from our point of view, he has a line that follows to his other command unit. Do you know what the reason they did that for in this game?
It's definitely, again, you nailed it. It's not a game about like your kill death ratio. It's a game about like winning team, and basically like the team that's going to like be able to capture the points or assault. It's all about like the actual tactical element. Like you can be like the one that has the most like heal to death ratio. It doesn't matter. We are not talking about the kind of game that's like deathmatch or team deathmatch. It's actually quite the opposite. It's all a matter of like, as you can see, capturing the points. And this is why like it's very different like look and feel from that perspective.
I have to say that I do like the weapons and whatnot. Now you guys have like, is there a certain aspect of weapons? Do you have a certain amount of weapons you have, or is there just, it's just everything that's under the sun right now?
It's pretty much like, we are currently in beta, so these are things like we are trying to like find out how many weapons we need. But basically, the most important thing I wanted to tell you guys is like a lot of people's expectation from a free-to-play game might be that like it's a pay-to-win. It's basically completely the opposite for Ghost Recon Online. So as a player, every time that you are playing, you are going to be able to have like recon points, or you can actually buy your way into like the weapons or gear and upgrades and abilities. But every time it's going to be limited to your level. So basically you cannot purchase weapons that are not associated with your level. So it keeps the game fair and balanced for everybody.
Yeah, I've noticed that that's been an issue with a lot of games. It's like you can always go into it and all of a sudden, you know, there's always that one person that might be a level one, but they were able to get to the charge card and buy up all the high-end weapons and lay to waste everybody, and it's not really fair. And I'm actually happy about that, because it's getting to the point where I've noticed when, you know, you're playing games, you can just actually just walk into a game and just keep getting killed. It's usually not fair. But with the setup, what I saw with the spawn points and whatnot, you're able to get into the game. It gives you a little bit of time of going, okay, what happened this time? We can go into that factor and, you know, work it out and try to get to a better part instead of getting killed each time. You know, it's one of those things that I do like, how the aspect of the game, the third person aspect is, you know, it's also beautiful. And the other aspect that I like too is you're able to go right into the retinal. So you're able to go right down to the iron sights and you're able to see whatever you want to see right down the line and light up the guy like it's nothing. It's an incredible game. Now, I got Teg over here. I was wondering if he's got a couple of questions for you. So go ahead and go right for it.
Just looking at this, what harkens back to the original games going through? Like, I remember playing this, you could kind of plan out what you're doing, like the technical aspect and team play. I mean, it's amazing.
It's amazing that it's free, right?
I can't wait to play it. What's your favorite weapon? I have to at least ask that.
I'm usually playing recon, so I'm like using sniper rifles.
All right.
But I mean, it's definitely a team game, so like it's a matter of making sure that like we are not all recons on the team. So sometimes you would switch classes for that reason.
Yeah. And I heard a little bit about it, and it looks like it'd be great for an e-sport. Are there any plans for maybe the ability to watch it in spectator mode, so people can cast over and maybe talk about tactics and what's currently happening? Or?
So we didn't like really announce any details when it comes to like spectator mode or clans and things like this, but definitely, I mean, like as you can see, the game is all about competition, so it's a perfect fit for that kind of game, that kind of like audience.
I don't know if Blue has asked this or not. What are the player sizes? Because I know this game in general usually is 4-on-4, small tactical battles. Is there any expansion to sizes or overly large games with this franchise?
I believe we are going to stick to like smaller sized like teams. And right now the setting here is like 4v4, but ultimately it's like 16 players domination, so you can be like 8v8.
That's great.
The more players, the more important like the coordination becomes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting.
And I saw when I was playing this, they have kill-death ratios. Is there stat tracking that's going to be in on this or not?
Yeah, definitely. But like again, like kill-death ratio doesn't matter. You can be the best one. You can like kill everybody. If your team doesn't win, it's not going to go anywhere.
Now, is there going to be clans in this game also? Are you going to have groups of players able to form like factions, so maybe there'll be tournaments or like clans?
For us, definitely, because of the competitive aspect, we are like really eager to start announcing details for the kind of like clans and other kind of like features.
Now, is there anything else you'd like to include on the free aspect of this, or is it? Do you feel like we put the nail in the coffin?
Oh, yeah, you guys definitely did. I would say that, I'm inviting everybody to give it a try. I mean, like people can register for the beta at ghostrecononline.com, and they can actually play this from home.
What else can you ask for more for this game? For the most part, I have to say thank you again, and we're glad to.
Great talking to you.
Great talking with you, and B3, we're out.